is our light, our strength, our song. This cornerstone, this common ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when affairs are stilled and striving cease. Our comforter, our all in all, here in the love of Christ we stand.
Didn't he do a good job? When he leads singing, well, really, when people lead singing, it almost convinces me I can sing. Welcome. Welcome to 2022, and welcome to Southwest Central Church of Christ. Back in the 80s, I was trying to figure out what to wear today. No, not the 1980s. You know, yesterday, Saturday, when it was in the 80s. Well, I had to revise my plan with it being cold, frigid, awful today. Those of you who are here, thank you for braving the weather and everything else to be here. Those of you who are watching online, either right now or at some later date, thanks for coming to our Facebook page. Hope you're warm and dry wherever you are. I'm Dee Pipes, one of the shepherds here at Southwest Central. Welcome. We've come to sing hymns, hear the word of the Lord, have communion, and give to the Lord. We will share the Lord's Supper, communion, later in the service. But if you are at home, now is the time to make sure you have something for the bread and for the cup. We have some cards here on the slides and in the chairs in front of you. Some the blue ones for showing your attendance with a note about prayer requests or special needs, updates to your address, notes about your family that you want to share. We have encouragement cards. Those are the goldenrod ones. And if you write an encouragement card and put the person's name on it and drop it in the collection plate, King will address it, as long as it's someone, you know, that we have their address. They're the encouragement cards. Encouragement is always good. Those of you who are watching online can call King and ask for someone's address, or you can ask him to send you some encouragement cards so that you can do that from home. There's a prayer request card. That's the kind of pinky one for specific requests for the shepherds. We look at those and take them very seriously, so if that's something that you want to, if that's how you want to communicate with us, that's great. I will light a candle to remind us of the light who came into the world, is in the world, and is our light. He came into the world to save us and to reconcile us with the Father.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm, and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord, the seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than thunder, mightier than the thunder of the great waves, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Let's pray together. Father, we adjust to saying 22. So many things will be new this year, and yet so many things seem to be old. We are tired, Father, of the pandemic. We are restless, wanting things to be as they once were and possibly never will be again. Help us, Father, to use our situation in life to care for others, others who don't have the benefits that some of us do. Help us to use our situation in life to reevaluate what's really important. Help us, Father, to use the hopelessness that we see around us as a time to inject real hope, the hope that has always been in Jesus and not in our world's situation. Father, give us eyes to see the goodness around us. Give us ears to hear opportunities to bless others and to lead them to Jesus. Help us as a church to be the church, to be Jesus incarnate to our world. I pray in his name. Amen.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in a ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. myself, and I will be ever only all for thee.
This morning's scripture is from the first chapter of Ephesians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. How shall I be saved from my enemies? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
Before we get started, Miss Bonnie's going to take elementary school, maybe in younger, back to the corner. Advances. Thank you, readers. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Miss Bonnie. Would y'all pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What day is it? Well, we aren't singing Hark, Herald Angels anymore, even though it's my favorite Christmas carol. You'd think I'd know what day it is, since it's Sunday and I'm preaching. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. It's star date negative 300996.077. I thought it would be about 1021 when I got started. Or it's negative 300997.26. That's just a day. See, Trekkies, I can think of you even if I botch how you say it. There's a whole sermon that I'm not giving now on how they are counting from a negative point of view, just like before Christ and in the year of our Lord or after his death. If we were Mayan, we would all remember that the calendar ran out several years ago. Not because the world was going to end, not because of some foreknown cataclysmic event, just because the last calendar maker worked on his stone, worked on it, and he went out as far as he could imagine. And I'm getting some feedback on this. Are y'all happy back there in the booth? He worked on it as far out as he could see, and he got to a complete place, and he stopped. It wasn't anything else. Today, if you're Jewish, or this one will be a little more familiar to us because we've heard of the month at least. Today is the 29th day of Tevet, 5782, or 5782. Or at least that's what the online calculator said. And I could go on and do the Hindu calendar and others. We know today is January 2nd, 2022. And right now, I can hold on to the 22. It'll be a little while before I can write it consistently. But we're in 2022. Time is a funny thing, too, in terms of I thought I'd get started about 1021. What time is it now? When the Nile spent 6 months in Japan, Japan's almost always 15 hours ahead of us. When 3-year-old JC got back, even when we were sitting in the same room, he would start the conversation with, "What time is it where you are?" Because that's how we started all the phone calls, in case we had called, in case I'd miscalculated and I decided 9 or something and made a mess. Took him a while to adjust that was when you're in different times that you do that. We think about time a lot. You may be thinking about minutes and moments right now. I get that. And just an aside, the reading in Ephesians, let's don't worry about it. When Steve Sargent asked if I would preach today, there were scriptures to choose from. And you might wonder, gee, something else had to be available other than that very challenging passage from Ephesians. We'll get to that in a minute. And there were some things available. The Ecclesiastes verses, "For everything there is a season," was available. Instead, I went back and listened to Steve Sandifer's 2021 sermon from last year. It might have worked as well if we had just played that. It's a great sermon, and it talks about in the first year of COVID that we had plans, and then stuff happened. Things impacted them. God knows that, and God's plans are not impacted. That's what the whole passage in Ephesians about, is God's got this. He knew before, it's solid, he was there at the beginning. God's not affected by our time. So back to what day is it? What day is it for God? We know this is the day the Lord has made, but what day is that? I think it might be a specific date from God's point of view for each and every one of us, each and every one of his children. The verses about 1,000 years are like a twinkling in his eye, lets us know that time's not our calculation in consideration and understanding of time is not God's view of time. He doesn't reckon time like we do. So maybe we're on a count up to his coming, our being reunited with him. Maybe we're in negative time like the star dates, but I think it's different from every one of us, and that it's in heavenly time, God's time. And if we can understand this, we're a little bit closer to understanding how different God is from us. God understands that, and God's got it. He's had it the whole time, from the beginning of time, from the beginning of men, humans, reckoning time. He had it before that, and he'll have it long after we're not reckoning time anymore. Here on earth, it's always the same time for us in God's time. I know that sounds like the opposite of what I just said, but here on earth, in God's time, it's now. It's right now. It's always right now. Now, the time when he loves us. Now, the time when he gave his son's life so that we might have life. Now. That's what time it is in God's time. Okay, take a deep breath, hold it for a minute, and release it. You can release it through your mouth, through your nose. Most of you are wearing masks. No one will ever know. Take as many of these as you need, maybe a couple more, so that you can get to now. You can get on God's time in this moment. That breath, connecting with the Holy Spirit, God's breath for us, the Holy Spirit, connecting us to God's time, to now. There's some other good things about now, some other good things about God's time. Remember Steve Sargent's sermon on joy? It was on the pink candle Advent day. Well, I remember, and I had him send me the piece about now joy. He calls it present joy. I'm going to read a bit of his, and he refers to David Pipes' Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, now I'm quoting him. Past joy, what God has done, and future joy, what God will do, fashion us into a present joy, what God is doing now. It's a here and now joy, even so joy, and this joy draws us into the heart of God, who is for us. Present joy sustains us in the come what may, the deathliness we are all affected by. Present joy responds against the evidence with, but God. Present joy, like John the Baptist's call to repentance, expresses itself in giving. Giving coats, shirts, food, gifts, ears, time. Christmas joy, past, present, past, future, and present, these shape us and make us who we are as a people of God and as a congregation. In joy, we trust, we watch, we work with that evolving on its way in breaking newness. It's already come, it's already on its way, it's already here. God's entrance in goodness, changing our sorrowful mourning into joyful dancing. A deep, glad confidence that God's goodwill for the world will outrun all of our troubles and tribulations. I think that going back and listening to Steve Sargent's talk about joy could be helpful too in a time, if you find yourself in a time that joy seems far away and God seems awfully quiet. Tomorrow will be God's time too, in the now. Remember to take deep breaths whenever you're not in the now. When you're in the past that hurt me and the future about which I'm anxious. Being in the now takes you out of yesterday's worries, hurts, injustices, and away from tomorrow's fears, to-dos, anxieties, and we can get into the only thing we have, God's time, now. God's forgiveness comes in time, in His time too. It makes the now just fine. Sins are forgiven and forgotten. In a few minutes, a few days, a few weeks, it will make the now just fine. To me, that's one of the greatest mysteries of God, the greatest blessings of God. It's what the passage in Ephesians is about. It's all now, and God has now. He's got it. Advance the slide, please. When the world thinks about now in terms of God, the Serenity Prayer might come up. Many of you have heard about it from me before. It is a favorite of mine. The full prayer is a favorite of mine, not just the magnet that goes on the refrigerator, the whole thing. We think of the magnet that goes on the refrigerator as coming when now is not going really well. And despite what Chuck Edmonds tells me, we want to pray for patience right now. It starts, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can. Okay, I might even on the magnet want to skip over this part. And wisdom to know the difference. We all know that part, but it goes on to the next slide. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it be, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him, forever and ever in the next. Amen. That's the now and the forever. And together we say, as you just did, we say or type, amen.
When a peace like a river attendeth my way, when a sorrow's like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
We're going to move on to another way that we connect with God, communion. Those of you who are watching, whenever you are watching, you have your cup and bread. In this act, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We bring it into the now each and every time we take communion. There's community in communion too. We're in God's community right now. And I'm going to ask us to advance, and we're going to pray this together, please. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I'm not going to serve because I left my mask over there. If Miss Bonnie's okay with us going, if some people, maybe three people could come up and, or two people, we'll take this side and this side, and I will come back for the collection. This is the most challenging part of now and the easiest part. In the Christmas season at the end of the year, lots of worthy causes ask you to give. Sometimes we support groups enthusiastically because they understand us. The case, you and I have bought them from Ellery, from the Bells, from Amy Clark, and countless pounds of other girls. I thought I remembered buying them from Lynn Ball when I was thinking about this, but she was out of Girl Scouts by the time I was in college. Then I remembered I had bought them from her daughter, Jennifer. I said I was buying them for Jennifer, but I bought them for my mouth, my pantry, me. Giving to the collection is very different from buying Girl Scout cookies. Sometimes we forget that. We get something not altogether great when we give to the Girl Scouts via cookies. Giving here, giving now, is worship. Worshiping the God who loves you. In this moment, you have what you need. Where did you get it? God gave it to you. Now we have an opportunity to give back to his work, the work he leads you to here. In the bustle of the holiday season, so many worthy causes begging us to give, you can get confused. Giving back to God reminds you that all you have, reminds us that all we have came from God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for holding the world in your hands. Thank you for having our yesterdays, our todays, and tomorrows. Thank you for the blessings. And please accept the gifts that we give back in it to you in this time. You can put your cards in the collection plates. You can put money, cash, any other form of money. And if you're giving online, you can give that way. You can mail a check in. If you come by the church, you can bring coins, currency, checks. Give. It's for you now. I had the thought that we had another hymn, so Brent assures me that we don't, and I know he's right. We're going to do Family Matters. Thursday Bible class resumes January 13th. That's a Thursday. It's at 10:30 a.m., and it is meeting in person over in the other building opposite King's office. And it's, some of you might not be in the now right now. Remember, it's the Thursday Bible class. I didn't skip a word in there, so anyone's welcome. And there's a Zoom version of it, so if you are more comfortable at home doing that, you can call King and he will help you Zoom right in. Okay, now. There, next Saturday at 1 p.m. here, there will be a memorial service for Joyce Van Houten to celebrate her life, and I think that's all that we need to announce that. There are no Sunday school classes. There are no Bible classes here today. They will resume next Sunday. And that's the last slide, so I'm going to send you out. Now I'm going to send you out to go out into the world and stay on God's time. Come back to God's time often in the hustle and hassle and bustle and mess and COVID and shots and not shots and mask and no mask that are our days these days. Go. Stay now. It's been wonderful.